I'm wondering if we can sort of go back to the early days of ESP. What was the response among both musicians and the recording industry?
The industry is just that. It was and it is an industry devoted to the bottom line, to creating, if you will, popular figures and then selling as many as they can. In those days, it was LPs and singles. So it was and is an industry. And my approach of the label was that of a curator of an art collection, if you will. My approach was to find music that I felt was powerful and original. And when I stumbled on it, it seemed to me an unequaled, unprecedented opportunity to document what was just what was going on. The record industry was totally appalled by the new music. And the best analogy I can draw is to the establishment in Paris when the Impressionists came in. And they were treated with great hatred and disdain, and they were shunned, and they starved. Because they shook up the foundation of the reigning art establishment. I think that's always the case with change, and this is no exception. So the industry was certainly appalled by the fact that I gave the artists complete carte blanche to do their own work, their own way, because the industry relied on its producers, and the whole mystique of the need to have producers and studios and elaborate productions and budgets in order to justify their lives, I guess, and their work. It was an elaborate bureaucracy, if you will. So what I came in and simply turned over the studios to the artists and said, make your record.